the New Testament lesson. New Testament lesson is from Hebrews in the 12th chapter, the first couple of verses. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus as the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who, for the sake of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such hostility himself from sinners, so that you may not grow weary or lose heart. In our hearing, our speaking, our living. Today is our fire grill day. We will do it at the end of the sermon. We are doing this because there are some emergencies we can't avoid. Now, there are some situations we can avoid. Driving to church in a snowstorm. Well, you should use your good judgment, as we say in our bulletins in the winter, when you're driving on snow and ice. Coming to church right after an earthquake? Don't. Driving to church during a flood? Stay home. Some emergencies we can see, and some we cannot see until they present themselves. Fire, gas leak, heavy smoke, that's what we are going to prepare for today. If there is a fire, or if we smell smoke or smell natural gas, we need to get out of this room. The ushers will direct us. Your job is to get out. Don't take anything with you. Don't grab your umbrella. Don't go back and get your raincoat. Don't try to stop for one of Milton's tomatoes in Fellowship Hall. Just go. The staff and the lay reader will go to the nursery. They'll check the building. They'll be in here and they'll help. And parents, your children will be waiting for you on the playground. So here are three things I want you to remember. Thing one, God loves and cares for us. That's pretty much what the Bible is about. For thousands of years, the people of Israel believed that God was with them and cared for them. As long as they did what was right, God would be their God. And since the Bible was set down, we continue to believe that God is with us and cares for us. The first part of the book of Isaiah is pretty gloomy. If you want to get depressed, you can watch some dystopian stuff on TV or just read the first part of the book of Isaiah. But even in the midst of all that gloom and doom that Isaiah felt was coming and perhaps already came and wrote about, that's another story. Even in the midst of all that gloom and doom, Isaiah looked forward to Emmanuel coming. Emmanuel, that child who would be born of a young woman. Does that sound familiar? It should. We believe that these are prophecies about Jesus. In chapters 7, 9, and 11, Isaiah wrote that God will provide for the people a new leader, a child, who will know good from evil. The people who walked in darkness have seen great light. You know the story. God will provide for the people a Savior when times seem to be at their worst. In the reading from the book of Hebrews, we looked at Jesus as the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. The writer of the book raced through Jewish history and talked about how it all pointed to Jesus, because the great leaders of their faith believed in God and were made righteous. So have faith. God will be with us. Have faith. God will not abandon us. Have faith that even though fire and storms can rattle us, God will be with us. When our daughters were young, and one of them, and I won't tell you which one, but one of them used to over-worry about things. It would start small, and then it would begin to swirl out of control, getting larger and larger. But Dad, this might happen. But then this might happen. But then this might happen, and this might happen. And we'd always try to conclude that cycle of this might happen to, and then there'll be a hurricane. And the child would laugh and say, yeah, okay. Just because there's a cricket in my bedroom doesn't mean there's going to be a hurricane. I guess things will be all right, even in the midst of the worry, in the midst of being all wound up. And we'd say, even in a hurricane, even in the midst of fire and confusion, things will be all right. We will take care of one another. So have faith. God is with us, and it will be all right. So three things. That was thing one. Thing 1B, ministers sometimes cheat. And I have four things to say, but I was only going to say three, but 1B nonetheless. God does not want us to be timid and weak. God wants us to be confident. Act with love in your heart, and you will be as strong and as brave as you need to be. We're talking about emergencies and what to do when, in part because I think generalized fear is contagious and pervasive, and that bullies and greed and hate always seem to win. But that's a perception that bullies want us to have. We can break that cycle by being people of faith and acting out of love. And we want to have a fire. So, thing 2. Know your exits. You may always come to church through walking through that door. And when someone says you got to leave, you'll say, I got to go through that door. That's the door I go through. And as they say on the airplane, look around you. The closest exit may be near to you, but behind you. So know where your exits are. And even though you think, my door, look around and notice things. Notice where you are. Thing 3. Listen to the people in charge. In this case, listen to the ushers. Turn around. Oh, they're listening. Turn. There they are. They're all wearing things that say usher. They just took your money. They're about to deliver a service. And thank you to the ushers. This is hard, thinking about something new, thinking about how do we control this? Listen to them and what they tell you to do. I know that that's hard for some of us. I know that this is the last place you would expect to come and be told to do something. And if you don't believe that, would you please give 25% of your finances to the church? But we seldom cajole people. It's not our style. We invite you to listen to us and invite you to engage in a conversation with us. So we're not always telling you what to do. And in part because we know that if I were to say, if you're breathing, stand up, about half of you would stand up. And some of you wouldn't stand up because you're still processing the instructions. And some of you wouldn't stand up because you're just sure I wasn't talking to you just then. And some of you would say, well, when you said that, I wasn't breathing in or out. In fact, I wasn't doing anything. I was holding my breath, so therefore I wasn't breathing, so I don't have to stand up. And some of you weren't exactly listening. You were meditating on something else. We know our audience. But when there is an emergency, we need for you to do what the ushers tell you to do. The ushers and staff have a plan. We think it's a good plan, that we want to do this because we think it will lead you to a safer place. Get out of the building. Go this way, this way, this way, this way. Don't take anything with you. Just leave. I know somebody will say, my coat's back there. Don't go get it. I know one of you might say, but I want to talk with Hap, and I'm over here and he's over there. And can I just go out with Hap? Please just try to leave. If it's hard for you to walk or you need help, the ushers will help you. Listen to the people in charge. You'll be asked to leave the sanctuary, and we kind of figured out that we've decided that you're sitting in front if you're in these rows and up. You're in front, go up. If you're on this side, go through that door. If you're on this side, go through that door. Now, if you're behind them, I guess, go that way. You can go in the middle, you can go to the side, go outside. When you get outside, stand on the grass. Back there, stand on the grass over here, stand on the labyrinth over here. Just stand there for a couple minutes. When we're done, one of us will come and say, we're done, amen. And then you can come back in and get ice cream. And it's a pretty good fellowship out. They're working on it. They're cranking it as we go. And any other Board of Christian Service person who needs to leave to work on our ice cream, go now. You're allowed. Parents, your children will be outside. They'll be outside before you get outside. You don't have to go through them. Not through the building. Go outside. They'll be on the playground. And then you can go find your kids. And then you can come back in and have ice cream. But don't. You understand that? We've practiced this a little. when we're done, we're going to evaluate and think how we did it and try it again sometime. So the three things: God loves us and cares for us. Know your exits. Do what the ushers and staff tell you to do. Are there questions? Don't bring anything with you. Huh? Bring your cane. Yeah.
Well, we go to lunch.
Just go.
Just go.
Just go. Don't run over somebody. But just go. Walkers, yes. Bring them. Get yourself out of here. You've got a wheelchair. We plan to have more wheelchairs to get people out. And I think there are chairs outside.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are not for anybody who needs to sit. They're not for the fire department. All right? You were giving me answers. Yes? Oh, the other ushers stand up. Okay. We always have four ushers on duty, but we have a number of ushers, and they're here today, and thank you to them, and they know what they're doing.
How about those ladies whose life is in our purse?
I would never tell you to leave your purse, but I would tell you to get out. You'll have to figure that out. The purse is the size of my daughter Hannah's purse. You can put one of your children in it. So, huh? All right. It'll be safe in here.
Paul, what if the fire blocks one of the egresses?
We'll figure that out. It's not going to do it today. Yeah. We'll figure it out. The usher will figure it out. We plan to have radios and tell us what we're doing. So for today, we're going to pretend that there's smoke downstairs and one of the air conditioning motors has died. I know, these things happen every now and again. Okay, are you ready? I smell smoke. I think we need to evacuate the sanctuary.